You are listening to The State of Sustainability, a podcast that highlights sustainability initiatives throughout the state and develops a casual conversation about environmental stewardship that the average person can understand and replicate. I'm your host, Caleb Powell.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Cabrera.
So today on the pod, we are going to be talking about sustainability in higher education. And more specifically, we're going to be talking with Austin Peay State University, APSU, and that is in northern Tennessee, up in Clarksville. And so, you know, this was brought to my attention by Ashley. It's actually her alma mater. And we thought, you know, universities and colleges have like a really, really big opportunity to decrease the environmental footprint that they have. And so, you know, this opportunities to be good environmental stewards also comes with, you know, looking good and being a good example in your community.
Yeah, it's also a great opportunity to get students and faculty involved, which not only has an impact on the campus, but beyond that, as students will carry it with them past graduation. So, yeah, I'm really excited to have Austin Peay on here. They're doing a lot of great things and just continue to push the needle on what all a university can do to really make an impact on the environment.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I studied environmental sustainability in college, and I didn't really, I don't know if I wasn't looking hard enough or what, but I didn't have as much knowledge of my university doing all of the great things that Austin Peay has got going on. And you know, we highlight that in this episode. So it's exciting to see what they have started and have had success with and how that can be replicated throughout other higher education universities.
So I would like to introduce our next guest, Olivia Heron. Hi, Olivia. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Ashley?
I am good. Inside, keeping cool. I don't normally like fall time, but I'm kind of excited for it to come because I need some cool weather. So.
I completely understand. It was only like 68 this morning, and we were harvesting sweet corn out at the Austin Peay farm. So we were grateful for some cool mornings here.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, so before we get to chatting, I'm going to give you a little background on Olivia. She is an Ohio native who enjoys cooking, hiking, and gardening in her free time. She has a Bachelor's of Strategic Communications from Miami University with co-majors in Sustainability and Food Systems and Food Studies. As an undergraduate, she conducted a multi-year research project on pollinator habitat preferences in the Midwest. She also obtained her Master of Environmental Science with concentrations in land management and public policy from the same institution. While pursuing her master's, Olivia completed the professional component of her program by serving as the Miami University Sustainability Coordinator. This time at her alma mater, led Olivia to see college campuses as living laboratories where students can learn to integrate sustainability into any discipline and develop lifelong sustainable habits. She's excited to further APSU sustainable initiatives and develop new opportunities for student engagement. So again, welcome Olivia, and I've had the pleasure of working with Olivia on different food waste projects and just discussions, and we're actually in the midst of planning a food waste awareness week for Tennessee for the first time. And as Austin Peay is my alma mater, I'm really excited to have her on here and just show what Austin Peay is doing just to help the environment. So again, Olivia, welcome. I have a question. How many years have you been at Austin Peay?
So I just finished my first year, actually. I started July 1st of 2020, So you can imagine my first year being during the pandemic has been a little bit interesting. We're about 15 days from students moving onto campus for the 21-22 academic year, and I'm so excited to see what a normal year, if we want to call it that, is going to look like. I've never had a problem finding a parking space on campus, so I am looking forward to fighting it out with some students and actually, you know, having a more normal year. I'm really passionate about student engagement, and while, you know, we could do some things online, and I was able to interact with the limited student body who was on campus, I'm really looking forward to a more traditional school year.
Yeah, I'm really hoping for a little bit more normalcy, but you may quickly get over the challenge for parking. It's not fun. let's just get right into just hearing about the sustainability initiatives at Austin Peay. I know there's a lot. So when I ask you this first question, feel free to pick out the top ones. Or you could just give a brief overview of all of them. But can you tell us about the various sustainability initiatives that you'll have?
Yeah, so I'll give you kind of a quick overview of the history and some drivers of sustainability at Austin Peay, just to orient you to what's going on campus. In 2008, when we were still under the Tennessee Board of Regents system, we established the Sustainable Campus Fee, which is a program where every student pays a $10 fee each semester into this pool of money to be spent on sustainable initiatives. So since 2008, we've been, you know, allocating funds towards making campus more sustainable, but that was not managed by one particular person since we didn't have dedicated sustainability staff people. So that was, you know, just a committee of faculty and staff and students who were passionate about sustainability and offered their time generously to managing these funds. So anyone on campus, students, faculty, staff, can apply for sustainable campus fee funding to support a sustainable initiative, which I really enjoy since, you know, it makes this process more democratic. We get all kinds of requests from different departments who are interested in all kinds of initiatives that, you know, I might not think of on my own. So that's the major driver, I would say, of sustainable projects on campus since we make funding available that way. Obviously, with it being, you know, $10 per student per semester, that means that our funding is a little bit dependent on enrollment, which was down during COVID. But we're on the rebound and excited to see what we can do this semester. There was a decision made several years ago to have a dedicated staff person managing this fee. So we got our first part-time sustainability coordinator, who was here for several years, was replaced by my predecessor, Haley Randall, who unfortunately was only here for a year, being part of a military family. She was drawn out of state. And then I came into this position just over a year ago. I'm the first full-time sustainability coordinator, which is very exciting because it just increases our capacity in the office. You know, having a full-time person versus a part-time person just means more time is available for student programming and other things beyond managing the projects under the campus fee. Just to kind of give you some idea of the types of projects we fund, last year we did several LED lighting conversions, including the Clement Auditorium and our Mayberry Concert Hall. Auditorium lighting, theater style lighting, can get really hot and very energy intensive. And one of those halls on the Clement Auditorium is used almost daily when classes are in session, just because it's a great space to hold large lecture classes. So with those seriously bright, hot theater lights being on every day, we're expecting some major energy savings by converting to LEDs there. and it makes it safer for the folks operating the lights, and we don't have to worry about things like damaging the gel that they use to change the colors of theater lighting and all kinds of, you know, little extra bonus things that come along with switching to LEDs there. I'm very excited that we were able to support and open the first Austin Peay Campus Greenway. So Clarksville is really fortunate to have awesome parks and greenway systems, but we weren't tied into those on campus. So we received funding from the Clarksville Montgomery County Community Health Foundation, and then the Sustainable Campus Fee was able to meet the rest of the needs for that project. And campus is now tied into our larger trail system, which we're super excited about, just giving students an opportunity to get outside. Also, staff and faculty like to walk out there on their lunch breaks. So it's a way to get out in nature, be connected to our community park. Time outside is great for people's mental health when they're studying. So there are a lot of exciting opportunities there, and for research initiatives and teaching about invasive species. So we're definitely utilizing the Greenway for all kinds of different things, but that was a really exciting project to happen recently. One of our biggest projects during 2021 was funding an LED conversion for our Sunquist Science Complex, which is the largest building on campus. And we were able to switch over 300 lighting fixtures. We started with the common spaces in that building, so study areas, hallways, stairwells, all got converted to LEDs just here in the last few weeks. And we also put increased lighting controls with motion sensors, so if people aren't in the hallways overnight, the lights can be off. That'll be a really exciting project because we already have a building level meter, sub-meter in that building, so we'll be able to very definitively show how much energy we save, and then we're hoping to be able to reinvest those savings into continuing to convert other buildings on campus. There are some other exciting energy savings projects coming up in that building. We're making our fume hoods for the chemistry program more efficient, so I'm very excited to see all the energy savings that's going to come about in that building. We were able to have our first paid student interns this past year, which was fantastic to have student input on our projects, and I think students are more excited to engage in programs with their peers. So I was really excited to have two student interns, and we're going to be doing that again this year. And then just one more initiative that's going on that I'm really excited about. We just allocated funding to get rated by ASHE, which is the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education. I know that's a really long name, but we call it ASHE, and it's kind of the governing body, so to speak, of sustainability in higher ed across the country, and it's kind of gaining traction internationally, especially like in Canada. But ASHE has this program, another big acronym, called STARS, which is the Sustainability Tracking Assessment and Rating System. And that is a tool that most higher ed institutions use to kind of benchmark progress from year to year and compare themselves to peer institutions. There is a free version of that tool that Austin Peay has been using since 2017 just to track internally our progress. There is a fee associated with being rated, which is on a bronze, silver, gold, platinum scale. And we made the decision to be rated for our upcoming submission. So we're about 80% of the way there on data entry. Just wrapping up the rest of our statistics, it covers a whole range of things from academic classes, so how many departments offer classes relating to sustainability, how many professors are doing sustainability-related research, things for residence life, so are there clubs and programs and opportunities for students to get involved, to the more technical things I think people think of, like, you know, do you have solar on campus, or how much water do you use? And AC does a really great job with keeping things relevant to your area. So they take all kinds of data on what's your enrollment, what percent of enrollment is residential, because obviously, you know, residential campuses are using a lot more energy because people are living there. So it's a really awesome way just to see where you're at, compare yourself to peer schools, and I'm very excited that by the end of this year, we will have a rating from Ishii.
That's really neat. I didn't even know that that was, and I, now that you talk about it, I wonder how many other, you know, higher education campuses are doing that, or, you know, even know about it. So I appreciate you talking about that, and that's something I'm a huge nerd when it comes to energy and energy savings and sustainability. So that's pretty cool to, and I'm actually working on my master's right now at MTSU, so I might reach out to my advisor and see if that's something that they've got going on their campus.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be happy to share some information with you, you know, after the fact, Caleb, if you want to look into it. There is an inventory. There are over 1,000 schools that have registered to use STARS, and almost 700 of them are, like, paid schools with a rating. So they do have a list of all the schools and who's up to date and what your score is and all kinds of fun things like that. Let me see if I can't find. So there, Knoxville is using the tool. Tennessee Tech is registered. Chattanooga, and then East Tennessee are the ones that come up, obviously, that have Tennessee in the name. That's not super comprehensive. I just did a quick command F on their list. But there are definitely schools here that are using the tool. I know that Vanderbilt does. Being still relatively new to Tennessee, I'm not going to lie, I don't know all the private schools in the state by heart yet to do that quick of a search. But there are, you know, definitely other people utilizing AISHE as a resource. They provide awesome tools. Like, if you decide that you want to have an Earth Day program on campus, they have a whole, you know, encyclopedia of tools that are sorted into very useful categories where schools can submit case studies. We have a discussion board where you can put out there, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to recycle dorm mattresses. Does anyone else know how to do that, or have a company that you've had a great relationship with? So I've learned tons from working with other schools. People are great about, you know, oh, we're having a lecture on how our school became carbon neutral. If you're interested, here's the Zoom link. So I've had a lot of luck making connections through AISHE. We have a great conference every year that hopefully will return to being in person eventually. But AISHE is a fantastic school for anyone in higher ed hoping to learn more about how to integrate sustainability.
Awesome. So Ashley was telling me a little bit about this contest. I think it's called the Great Green Idea Contest. And then also Project EcoGovs. Could you talk about how you guys encourage participation by your students and faculty for these contests and projects?
Yeah, so the Great Green Idea Contest is a fantastic program that I really enjoy doing, and I'm looking forward to opening back up this fall. I cannot take credit. One of my predecessors here in this office came up with the program, but it's a great way to drive student engagement with thinking about how they would like to see campus become more sustainable. So we open this up every fall. We're lucky in that the Sustainable Campus Fee is able to make prize funding available. It doesn't ever hurt when you're trying to encourage that 18 to 22-year-old demographic to respond to an online survey if you're giving away money. So the top prize for the contest wins $300, and we also have funding for the second and third place idea. So that definitely, I know, encourages students to participate. The application is all online for the idea contest. So we have a QR code students can scan on their phone, which makes it really easy for them to just pull up this form. It's just a few simple questions about, you know, what would you like to see on campus to increase our sustainability? They can go back and see the winners from past years if that helps them get an idea. And, you know, we don't award duplicate prizes. So if the first place idea last year, you know, this isn't actually it, but if it was just, we should recycle plastic bottles, we're not going to award the same idea the next year. So all of the past winners are available for inspiration and to prevent duplicates. And then when students are scored by the Sustainable Campus Fee Committee for the top ideas and we award the funds, we reach out to those students. And while we're not guaranteeing that we will implement every winning idea, there have been a lot of great projects on campus that have come out of these suggestions. We have e-cycle bikes on campus. With anyone in Nashville should be familiar with the B-Cycle program. They're those bikes that are kind of like city bikes or Uber bikes that you may see in other cities, where you download an app, you can borrow a bike and are charged a certain fee, like per hour. A student had been to Nashville and used those bikes, thought it was a really great idea, won the idea contest several years ago, and then we were able to bring those bikes to campus. So it's exciting for students to feel empowered and be involved in their idea actually becoming a reality. And sometimes that inspires us to do things we wouldn't have thought of. You know, we might not have those bikes on campus, and we're really fortunate to be able to support any student with an Austin Peay email address can now use those bikes up to an hour for free. So not only does it, you know, encourage sustainable transport, it helps students feel empowered to see their ideas implemented on campus. But it means there are bikes available, whether it's just going downtown Clarksville to get lunch, where there's another rack that they can, you know, put the bikes up, or taking them out on the greenway just for fun and for exercise. It's really awesome to have a contest like that where I can hear what students are thinking about, and we can reward them with a little bit of cash for sharing their great ideas with us.
Yeah, I really wish that my college would have had something like that, because I came up with all, that's what I'm passionate about, is sustainability and environmental stewardship. And so I was always thinking about different things that my campus could do to, you know, be more sustainable or be more, use their energy more efficiently. And so I would have loved to be able to, especially in college when I needed that money, something like that is really awesome. So kudos to you guys.
Thanks. And then I will share a little bit too about the EcoGovs program. Again, awesome idea. I can't take credit for it, but I am excited to be kind of reinvigorating that program this year after COVID, with so many folks working from home. The EcoGovs program did kind of become a little bit dormant. It's an office certification, so a department or office on campus can go through these procedures. It's just kind of a spreadsheet that they work through in all kinds of different areas. So making sure there's only one common printer in your office, all kinds of easy little things that the offices can do to reduce office waste, things like having reusable coffee mugs and silverware available to staff, and make sure you have a common refrigerator and microwave rather than folks putting mini fridges in their individual offices. So again, just things that we can make common within the office, instead of using electricity, that we can conserve, you know, all across the office or department. Like I said earlier, the program went a little bit dormant with everybody working from home. So I'm excited to go back to promoting that this year and getting more offices certified. It's kind of based off of the Clarksville-Montgomery County Green Certification Program, which I represent APSU as part of their board, but here in Clarksville, we have an awesome program that is to become green certified and lend the things we learned from that program to individual offices and departments on campus.
Yeah, that's awesome. Unfortunately, I did not know about that when I went to school, or maybe it was just brand new. So I would have loved to take advantage of that, because I, like Caleb, I'm just big into sustainability and always have great ideas. So so to take advantage of just those two in general just would have been great. But I'm glad that it's there for students that are there now and in the future. So, and I'm excited to see more things come out of that. So to close up, I wanted to ask one more question just to see what else you'll have in store. Like, what do you have in the works going forward to create an even more sustainable campus?
Yeah, so let me gather my thoughts. There are so many things that come to mind when you ask that question, and I want to give it to you in an organized, not super rambly way. there are quite a few things I'm looking forward to this year. As I said, I'm the first full-time sustainability coordinator on campus. And while I didn't have tons of opportunities to increase our student engagement last year, that's one of our main priorities this year, is figuring out not only what programs I want to host, but I want to learn more about what programs students want to attend. So it's great if, you know, I think something is a fun idea, but if students don't enjoy it, then they're not going to attend, and those programs aren't going to be successful. So this year, we're going to test out a lot of great ideas that we've been able to develop over the past year for student engagement and figure out, you know, what's the best fit for Austin Peay. So one of those is the Living Green, Living Learning Community, which is an opportunity for residential students to live in a pod of students who are all interested in reducing the impact of their daily lives. And we teach them about how to conserve water, conserve energy, reduce their waste, and be better recyclers through field trips and documentary screenings and just fun engagement opportunities. So I'm excited to be getting back to that program. We weren't able to do it last year, and so leading a group of residential students is an awesome opportunity. We're also hoping to start our first sustainability focused club on campus. There are a lot of other organizations that hit on sustainability, but it's not their primary, you know, purpose for meeting or the goal of the club. So that's another new opportunity that will be available to all students, whether they live on campus or off campus. We are excited to be partnering with new community organizations. I mentioned the Clarksville Montgomery County Green Certification Board. I'm working with them to hopefully be getting the community more involved and aware of Austin Peay's sustainability efforts. There was discussion of hosting a sort of community sustainability forum, just so that folks who are interested in learning how to be more sustainable at home or what's going on in the community could get together and spend a Saturday learning more about sustainability and their role. And I'm excited that Austin Peay is going to be able to host that. I actually have a meeting this week. We're all getting together to, you know, solidify our plans. But late September or early October, we should be hosting a community day for folks to come to campus, see what we're doing, and then host some educational programs. We've discussed doing, you know, how to compost at home, how to set up a rain barrel at home. There are some other ideas that we're hoping to find people who can lend their expertise, like, you know, the benefits of having a pollinator garden at home, or why it's great to do native plants, or, you know, grow your own food in whatever capacity you're able to do. You know, I live in an apartment, and so I'm not able to garden at home, but Austin Peay has an awesome community garden program. So I'm able to have a little bed here on campus and grow my own food. there's a lot coming up for students and for the community. I'm also giving a presentation at our pre-semester faculty meeting here next Monday. We're trying to just make more faculty aware of the Sustainable Campus Fee Program because that money can be used to support student projects or class projects related to sustainability. It's been awesome working with faculty in preparing this presentation, seeing what their thoughts are on how they could utilize the fee. So there's been discussion of potentially having business students do a case study competition on sustainable businesses, doing a sort of experiment in the Sunquist Center. I know this is super bizarre, but during migration season every year, we have tons of birds run into the glass on that building, and unfortunately that usually kills them. So that's something, you know, students and professors in that building had noticed, and so we're going to have a student-driven kind of experiment to test different window treatments and see, you know, if there's stuff we can put on the windows and different things we can do to protect the birds during migration. So we're going to be able to fund the supplies to test different things on the windows and then hopefully implement whichever, you know, is the best solution there into a couple of other buildings that just have big glass spaces that unfortunately our bird friends cannot detect when they are just flying through, especially at nighttime. We're trying to, you know, give students an opportunity to experiment with sustainability, test their ideas, let professors really use campus as a living laboratory to get students, you know, integrated and hands-on. We're also trying to better distribute some data sets that we have on campus. Several years ago, we received a grant to convert the Dunn Basketball Center to LED lighting, and we've done a lot of, you know, data collection ever since. So if a student is doing a pitch, we want them to be able to say, you know, they're pitching LED lighting in the Dunn Center, and here's what the energy savings would be, and here's how quickly that project would pay for itself. So making, you know, our existing successes available, because a case study is way cooler, in my opinion, you know, when it's close to home instead of just being like pretend made up numbers. So we're just looking for, you know, lots of different ways to increase student engagement with sustainability, especially across disciplines and in, you know, fields where the students may not realize that sustainability is becoming so integrated, but there's really no future job that people are training for now where they're not going to touch sustainability somewhere in their career. So preparing students for that future is really exciting, and we're just trying to make sure that, you know, they're ready for the world as it's going to be when they enter the workforce.
Wow. Olivia, thank you so much for, number one, just all that you do as being an example of what you know, a higher education campus can do to, you know, push these sustainability initiatives and develop these new opportunities for students' engagement. And just exactly like you said, going forward, there's every job that you get is going to touch on sustainability in a bit. I mean, it has to, with all these different corporate goals that are being set and stuff like that. So it's so important, and we thank you so much for taking your time to be on the podcast. We've really enjoyed it, and we look forward to all the different things that you've got going for Austin Peay.
Thank you so much for having me.